This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Thursday, January 30th, 2025.
Does it feel like the 30th already?
Let me think. It seems like longer than over a month back from Christmas. Like, that seems like longer than a month ago, so...
Yeah, it really does.
I would say yes. It does seem like it'd be about the 30th.
Because yesterday did not seem like it was January, and I'm like, oh my God, this is nice.
It's nicer.
God.
Than it has been in a while.
I was chubbed up a little. I ain't gonna lie. Felt that breeze going.
Anything better than 18. 19. 20.
Yep. You gotta remember, you're like, oh. Still January, buddy, technically. Still winter.
Is there a chance that we'll get snow again? Or is that, like, done for now? Like, once it gets... Because I...
Isn't it up to Sunday, Groundhog Day?
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, it won't here, though. Like, I mean, it's gonna be like, 60 today.
I like it.
Jesus.
Right? I'm pretty sure that it said it was going to be a high of 60. It was nice yesterday. God bless. It was nice.
I remember a time when it was, well, it was what you expected it was going to be. It wasn't 70s in November like it has been for the past, 10 years?
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be cold.
Today, high of 60. Tomorrow, 62. Saturday, 64. Holy crap. Next Tuesday is going to be sunny and 73.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Love it.
God dang it.
Yeah, but... That's going to do a mess to my sinuses. I know it is. Yep. I know it is. It's just like, because it's confusing to the body. The body's like, all right, we're cold. Wear a hoodie. All right, yep. It's 70.
Take it off.
Take it off now. Put it in the back. It looks like I have like 4 people in the back of my car sometimes. It's just a bunch of jackets and hoodies.
I keep some stuff in the back, you know, just to be sure.
Yeah, oh, emergency ones, yes. Yep. Because you've always been cold and needed to get a hoodie out, right? No. It's usually you take it off and put it in there. Because nobody wants to put on a cold jacket.
No.
That's...
Everybody's like, what if you get stranded on the side of the road? You're sitting there cold and you're chilly.
In shorts.
Yeah. I'm like, well, it's not you doing this, so don't worry about it.
Oh, my goodness.
You got some joggers you keep in there in case you get stuck on the side of the road.
He's got to walk.
I found out I have to go somewhere Friday night, and I'm like, that's a joggers event.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Pop on the fleece joggers.
Like a dinner or an event or a...
Like a semi-quasi event. Well, yeah, it's an
like
event.
Like a wedding.
It's like a dance recital.
Oh.
How nice.
At a church. So I'm like, you know what?
Oh.
Fleece joggers. What's this?
They dance at that church?
This church is big.
Nice.
Big auditorium.
They couldn't dance at my church.
No. I'm telling you, man, churches now. Venues.
They're pretty nice.
I want to go to the ones where, and it's not even just like black churches anymore. Like I see them online, like these, I think it's in West Virginia, there's this one church. They don't dance with snakes, but they just get down there and they start cutting a rug is the best way to say it. Where just like they are just moving.
It's like some old Pentecostal.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's whatever, but the fact that someone feels a feeling that makes them jump up and start dancing like that, I don't care if it's drugs or the Lord, I'd like to watch it in person.
I really would too.
It'd just be great to watch somebody just feel something and jump up and just start doing some kind of crip walk that turns into the Watusi. This is fun.
I think LDS church goes for like 6 hours at a time. I don't know what they do to stretch it out, but it's a long time for one day.
God. Do you have to go every week at that pace?
Yeah.
Is that like a, oh my God.
I think that's the regular Sunday thing.
Oh my God.
Do they go Wednesdays?
I don't know. Is Wednesday church anywhere still a thing?
I mean, I'm sure some places are still holding true. Some places still have a Baptist hymnal in their pews. Some places don't even have pews anymore.
They probably got QR codes now. Scan it on your phone.
I know. Is your Bible's on your phone now?
You know, a lot of churches will let you, you can tithe digitally, like bank draft.
That's the way my mom's is. They have a big QR code, like, on the screen behind the pastor, and it's like...
We got they're getting a sermon in here now.
Yeah,
it's like it looks like something out of like George Orwell. It's like I don't know, a QR code. It's just not pleasing to the eye. But then when you hear a sermon about the mark of the beast, and then there's a big QR code behind the preacher, and that's the way you give money. It's like, ooh, too close to what you're talking about.
I never use a QR code because it just doesn't seem easier. If I see it's got a Bitly or a website, I'll like look at it and type it in. Because then I feel like I got to get the camera out. I can't click it right.
It depends on how you have your phone set up. Like you have your, I guess it's called shortcuts. I don't know. When you just open the phone and it gives me like five, or I can add more to it. Like, options of things to do quickly. So I got calculator, I got flashlight,
little widgets.
I have Shazam on there because that's important to me. If I hear a song, I'm no longer wondering about it. I need to know now.
You don't say, hey, so and so, who sings this?
No, this is works anywhere. Like, you know, you just, if I'm in a store and I hear some music, if I say, all right, y'all, shut up, I'm Shazamming this song. And then we'll hear what it is. Especially with movies, that's how I'll find a lot of, like, you know, I've heard that song my whole life. Damn it, what is it? I'm not going to watch through the credits and try to remember the order of chronological order to figure out which song it was.
I thought you'd use the old S word, old Surrey.
No, I don't have a relationship with Surrey. I don't talk to my phone like that. I really don't.
It gets really weird if you're watching like a Hulu. And it's got spots on it, but it says pick a commercial. And before the commercial starts, it gives you time to pick. I'm like, just play one. Please just play it.
Or if they, you know, I don't know. I think I know, but when you see that one, it's a commercial, but it pops up that same kind of way. And it's like, have you seen an ad from so and so in the last 30 days? And it's like,
I don't know.
Did you forget to air a spot and you're trying to see if it aired? Or are you trying to see if the message permeated to the audience?
You doing make goods? Like, what are you doing here, yeah. YouTube?
It's like, you know, Tony on Third said it aired, but we have no recollection, there we go, of that ever happening. I woke up like 15 minutes later than I normally do, so at about 6:15, I'll really kick in.
I wonder if you...
You'd be awake.
Stayed up a little late?
No. I had drifted right to sleep like a baby, which makes no sense because a baby doesn't sleep well usually. They're crying all night long.
They really are. Either crap themselves or give the boob. Like, give me the boob.
I slept like a baby. Oh, really? You sucked nipples all night and cried. Wonderful. Strange way.
Some babies sleep. You're an anomaly.
It's a dumb analogy, though.
It really is. Sleep like a log. Slept like a log last night.
I think that just means you didn't flop around a lot. You just kind of, you know, you didn't turn over.
I can't remember the last time where I've, like, slept for 8 hours straight without getting up.
I know. That seems like a lot.
Christmas vacation time I did, yes.
8 hours seems like too much. Don't know how you get it.
I wish I had it.
I don't think I wish I had that much. Maybe. I don't know.
But if you... It's weird because you don't know, like, they say, hey, listen to your body. If you need a nap, your body's going to tell you you need a nap. But then, so if you slept for 8 or 9 hours, like I slept, I'm not even kidding you, like over Christmas break, I slept one day 10 hours.
Oh, wow.
Like from
not, straight through?
Yeah. Well, probably like some urination breaks. But other than that.
Hell yeah.
But it's like, was my body telling me that I needed 10 hours of sleep, or was that laziness kicking in? But how do you define laziness if you're asleep?
Yeah, I don't know. See, like they say, it's not catching up on sleep if you sleep more during the weekends. It's just, that's just what you slept in.
That's the way I definitely do. I mean, absolutely. I get 5 hours, maybe six during the week, and then I'll usually get my 8 in on the weekends.
But they'll say that's just separate than, like, there's no catch-up.
Who are they? The Illuminati? Are they saying it?
Sleep Nazis.
Sleep Nazi people. Well,
the sleep Nazis.
Sleep study people.
Stop.
Go to sleep. I'm just waving at you right now. From my heart, I'm waving at you. Go to sleep.
Tell you, man.
Go to sleep.
I wish that would work.
It's got to be that little game. If that little game I got puts me to sleep every time.
What's the game?
It's called Bricks and Balls. And you take this little ball, and then you got to bust the number bricks, and it just goes back and forth and back and forth.
On your phone, I guess.
Yeah, and you're like, oh. You just look at it, and you just start to nod off.
I think
off.
It's the light that you're not supposed to have when you're trying to sleep. You're not supposed to have your phone by your bed.
You're talking about in the daytime?
Yeah, this is during the day.
Oh.
It's like a trance it puts you in. Where you just
don't play that and drive.
Start to nod off. It's, I can't do anything and drive. Like, I can't do anything. You picked up my phone yesterday, how heavy it is.
You told me to.
Yeah, I can't do anything with one hand and drive on that phone. Yours is so light, man. I wish I had it.
Why is your phone so heavy?
I don't know. I got a 14 Pro Max.
I think that someone's added a tracking device to your phone because it felt thicker.
Yeah, and it's just got like a basic
Your phone case. Has some girth on it.
Yeah, fatty. It's like you and a phone, just fat and lays there.
Oh, come on. Now I'm going to regret giving you the Facebook fussing name of Fat Finley later.
Well, it's one of the boss's favorite pastimes to throw a little jab in here or there. Yeah, I saw you walking by. I felt the floor shake before you walked by.
He doesn't say that to you.
Yeah, he does.
That's abuse.
No, it's not.
They start singing, I felt the earth move under my feet.
Yeah, yeah. Sky's going to come down as soon as you try to jump and get stuck in it.
He does call you fat.
Does he ask you how much you weigh?
I think he has before. But look.
You can look on the HR record.
What kind of puss would I look like if I complained? Like, you'd really look like a bitch.
Like, if you went to, like, you think the HR person would, like,
care.
Start laughing a little bit.
Yeah, and you know what? They should. And it's just like a little man code at that point. Like, if another guy, even if it's your boss, is ribbing you a little. Take the rib.
What if he told you to keep your job, you'd have to lose 20 pounds in a month?
Like, I don't know if... I'm like, Mark, that's kind of stupid because I sit down for a living. Like, why would I have to wait a certain amount?
You do it so well.
You're so good at sitting.
You actually lay back for a living right now. Look at him. He's laid back. It's like you're tanning.
Well, from
the
here,
way you're laying in the chair.
It's like
you're laying in a chair begging for the Lord to take your life. You're planking right now.
From here, you look like you're wearing tidy whities, so I don't get it.
You might be wearing tidy whities.
Just the white shorts. I tell you, though.
What's up with white shorts today?
I don't know.
Are you lifeguarding later?
I just grab one in the dark and just like pick it up.
Oh,
hey, chairs.
There's a mouse in here or something.
Every time. I want it.
That was a beaver.
Oh God,
what
I hope
hell?
Not. One I'd stay away from. Every
a
time.
Beaver.
I see a chair commercial and they're like, this is the greatest chair in the history of occupational therapy. I'm like, bring it here. It will last a week.
Like the,
you I'll do, break it down, buddy.
I will tell you, I bought for my home office a what is referred to as a gaming chair.
Oh, with the neck rest?
Oh, yeah.
Those are not, like...
I think they're built to work with.
They need to make, and I'm sure, what do you call, like, if a shoe cobbler is someone who makes shoes from straight scraps and, like, leather and all that stuff.
Yeah.
What do you call somebody who can make a custom chair?
Was that like in a...
Carpenter?
An upholsterist?
I don't know, but, like, I don't have an ass, but I have a, like, a taller torso, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 6'2", but, like, I'm not half... I'm not 3'1 and 3'1.
You don't have
like,
high hips.
I'm taller
like in the middle.
Than up.
You wear,
than
wear a
I
tall belt.
Yeah. It's just weird. So, it's got these, like, wings on the back of it that's supposed to put your shoulders in.
Uh-huh.
But... that's not ergonomically like the way I sit. So I end up sitting there like
Igor.
Like, yes, and say, God bless you.
Oh, I thought you were about to do it.
I'd come kiss you on the lips.
Ooh,
if I was gay.
Go ahead.
I'd
shake your hand if I was.
Exactly what I was thinking.
I think you are.
Because I'm like this, yes, boss, I'm sitting here and I'm making an email because of this tight ass chair. But it's comfy on my thighs and my lack of butt, but up here. It's not, and there's no like knobs or anything to.
Is it supposed to
move
give
it around?
Good posture? Is that
yeah,
what
but
back?
It's no, it's.
They don't seem to last long. My son's been through a couple.
It cost.
Why don't they last long?
150 maybe.
Yeah, they ain't cheap.
And it's a name one, and I don't give a damn about it. I just wanted a comfortable because the one I had was one of those that if you sit too far back in it, you kind of.
Yep.
Fold
well,
over.
It's,
yeah, because it's two pieces.
It's
you got the chair in the back.
Yes.
Plunking
yes.
down in the chair that wears it out. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one won't stay up. This
Some
one's down.
Some people sit. They don't like hover themselves down. They just crash into a chair.
Do you remember the days? And maybe I'm just. I can remember my grandma getting,
Granny,
furniture reupholstered. Like.
Oh yeah.
She'd say, oh, the fluff's going in the couch. I gotta get it redone. And I'm like, God.
Dude, my brother worked at one of those shops.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, packed, still get business.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they get full.
Okay. Well, I was like,
I need some work.
Can't remember the last time I heard or anybody say, unless it was like an antique, like a Duncan Fife or something.
She fixed my ottoman.
That's what I have.
Do you?
I do.
My ottoman's messed up. Could you work on it? Could you put the buttons around it?
My mom's got put the buttons around the ottoman.
Remember that? What the hell was that?
Them little.
Everywhere. There was one in the middle, and then there was one all the way around it.
Yeah.
My great-grandma had a green one.
Did it have storage inside?
No, it was just one of the... It had three legs on it, three wooden legs, right beside the wood TV.
That's a piece of furniture that, if there was a Furniture Hall of Fame, should be in, is the ottoman. It's so forgotten, but needed. I don't like the Empire of Ottoman.
It's in store. Welcome to the Ottoman Empire.
Welcome. With your head.
Your feet will never suffer again.
Something to prop your feet up on.
We have white ottomans. We have big ones and little ones.
Or you can get a coffee table that's like an ottoman that serves two purposes.
Yeah, I don't feel like you see that much combo furniture anymore. Like you did back in the day.
I don't get to go to the home shows anymore.
Home shows. Do they have them now, I wonder? They don't do Hill Skills no more.
Plus, what took over for IKEA? Dang it, something else took over for it.
Temu?
Or Wayfair, one of those.
Wayfair is expensive.
Yeah, it is. Crap. It's a lot more.
You think it? The commercials make you think, oh. Like, you look at the house in the little Wayfair community. You're like, oh, I can afford this. I'll go ahead. This armoire is only $10,000.
God almighty.
Like, what?
It's like, give me something I can spray some Pledge on. I haven't smelled Pledge in years.
That's probably good for your lungs, I would think. I don't know. Chemicals from back then wasn't really vetted out good.
I imagine Mary was a big Pledge fan back in the day.
Mary was not brand loyal back in the day.
Oh, she wasn't.
She was label loyal, price tag loyal.
Oh, yeah. I get that.
There was no kind of, except Coca-Cola. We never got any of the off-brand stuff with that. It's always a straight Coke family.
Give me some pop, Matthew.
Give me some. No, no. We don't say soda in this house. Everything was Coke. I already mentioned that Fat Boy's going to be donning the role later of Fat Finley. He'll be joined by the likes of Hawaii Leonard and Luke Mulwalker.
Hawaii Leonard.
That's right. Star studded today. Fat Finley. You get some homage to wrestling. Luke Mulwalker, Star Wars, and then Hawaii Leonard, NBA.
Star Wars and hip hop fame.
It's all covered.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had an album out too, didn't he? Now you're thinking of Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Lost You're right. his arm. Rapper, you know. Didn't know his dad. Lost his arm.
Like, wonder who is... Did Luke Skywalker of Two Live Crew fame know his father?
Well, look, both Luke Skywalkers had black dads.
That's a good point.
Yep.
Do you disagree? 1-800-774-0093. Text in, Fatboy is right, or Fatboy is a... effing moron. Oh, text that.
They had a
Don't
lot in common.
The way you drive. They did. they were both rolling on dubs.
22s.
That'll be coming up at 7:30. You'll be able to live stream that on YouTube at The Rise Guys. At The Rise Guys YouTube. Go subscribe to that, too, if you haven't. All right. Don't text and drive if I didn't say it already, and that'll cost you with data and things. Paige, what is up in the place?
Well, I hate to start it with this, but we got to talk about that fatal mid-air collision between an American Airlines regional jet that crashed into an Army helicopter next in Rise Guys headlines.
Yep.
That was, yeah, it was tough to wake up to. A lot of fire trucks.
I didn't wake up. I read it here. That's what I was over here when you were talking. I was like, hold on, man. My mind is into this thing. I'm like, good Lord. Good Lord. Like, how? All that. I mean, you know, it sucks. It sucks.
In the water, too. So.
Yeah. All right. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Well, first responders are searching at this point on the freezing Potomac River. Ooh. And this is what happened. About 8:50 p.m., an American Airlines regional jet from Kansas collided midair with a Black Hawk helicopter near Reagan Airport in Washington, D.C., so the details about the casualties are coming in. And So at this point, they were saying that there were more than 60 people aboard the two aircrafts.
Shouldn't the, I don't know how this works, you would think the airplane would be a lot higher than the chopper, right? I know those fly pretty low. I don't know how high they go.
I don't either, and you don't know descension, ascension. Like, one of them was coming from Iowa, I want to say.
Well, so what happened is the American Eagle flight had departed a couple hours earlier from Wichita, Kansas. It was making its approach to the runway at the time of the collision. And sources say the commercial flight, which had the 60 passengers and four crew members aboard, and then the U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter had a crew of three. And so a senior FBI official says there's no indication of any criminality or terrorism in the crash. And, of course, that is one of the busiest runways in America, Reagan Airport. So with over 800 landings and takeoffs a day, but somebody missed something, obviously, on the radar.
Because it's military, would the chopper even show up, or would it be invisible to a radar? I don't know.
Hopefully,
it would be. Blackhawk's pretty big.
Yeah, but you don't want it to be invisible. Like, you want it to show up. You're saying...
I'm saying, would it show up?
It would have to.
Is that an option for the pilot of the Blackhawk copter?
I think unless they were, like, doing some kind of,
maneuvers or something. But in such a public place, that doesn't make a lot of sense in that spot if there's a lot of activity taken off.
Yeah, if they're flying from that airport, it's on the radar. It's sad. It's just an accident. Somebody missed it. I mean.
Yeah, who would? It would have to be multiple people that missed it, right?
It was a clear night. The lights on the plane were all on. Why the helicopter didn't go up, down, or turn, no one knows. That almost rhymed.
Yeah.
Well, also, people are asked, why didn't the control tower tell the helicopter what to do instead if they saw the plane taking off? Like, is the helicopter playing the role of someone riding a bicycle versus the airplane as the car? Like, one takes precedence over the other?
Yeah, plus, do you get communication with them because they're military? I would think maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, if you're ascending or descending... One was landing, the other's taking off at that point, maybe?
I'd seen reports of victims in the water.
Yeah, you just said that.
Yeah, but that's where, if you were in the controls, you would tell people where they're going and where they can share that airspace, is what I mean. Like, you'll go that high.
Somebody just screwed up and just missed it. I mean,
yeah, it's
something that sad. That sucks.
They got to go through the water to try to find people.
But the one thing, and again, I don't want to say it without misquote it, but apparently the part that they did crash into is not very deep.
Oh, hopefully.
If that's better.
Yeah, for recovery.
Yeah, just for the family's sake that's...
Because I would imagine the survival rate of that can't be that high.
No, not at all. I mean, the temperature of the water... God.
And how much oxygen when they land? Can they survive? It's just very unfortunate.
Yeah.
To pray for the people involved.
I haven't seen video of it. I don't want to. I mean, I really don't want to.
Yeah, just what they show now as far as the responses. I mean, it's everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Well, we pray for their families.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
And they may be out there. I mean, we can't say they're not, but...
Yeah.
Well, there was a study that was out there, and they found that it's harder on men than women during a breakup.
Well, that makes total sense.
It does, actually.
Really? Because I just think you guys just don't have feelings sometimes.
But the women, a lot easier to...
Or maybe you just hide it better.
A lot easier for the women to move on. A lot more opportunities to get it right again.
I would agree with that. I would.
Now you got a trade off. You got to deal with the, you know, look, you got to deal with some people that might suck.
Yeah, and by the time we're gone, you've done enough to make us go. We cut you off. We're done. Moving on.
Well, I mean, sometimes it's the women who do wrong, and they have to get cut off.
I agree. I'm not saying that anybody's perfect on either side.
Got to be real hard for the guy to navigate that afterwards.
But as far as the emotions, maybe because men internalize them and they don't show them that much, and they, you know.
I don't think that happens much anymore.
Do you talk about, if you were going to break up with someone, would you talk to each other about it? Do you communicate like that? Because women definitely do.
I can give you an example where they don't. But that's life, though. It's life. I tend to overthink. Mm-hmm. That's one of my biggest faults. Anybody that works with me will tell you that. I tend to overthink everything.
But I don't know if that's something that you could ever turn off.
It's not, and it's not a bad, like, there's people who underthink way too much.
Yeah.
Where they just don't give anything, like blase, blah, whatever.
But is that anxiety, or is that...
I think of plan Bs too much, not the great pregnancy.
What could have been, should have, could have, would have.
Shout out Planned Parenthood.
But just like, okay, if that doesn't work, then what? But I'm not yet finding out if the blank didn't work.
Yeah.
But I'm already thinking of, well, if it doesn't, here's the other road to turn onto or whatever.
Yeah, that's good to have contingencies, but it's not like that's what you focus on. So
yeah, you're kind of second-guessing your intentional plans, I feel.
Unless you just, you know, you jabber and say, I got backup plans if this don't. That was the old joke back in the day.
What, backup plans?
Like, hey, I got a backup plan.
I got an old girl I can call about 2 in the morning.
Got one in the back pocket.
She's always there. If I don't find nothing better,
if you piss me off,
I was never that. I was
second place.
I was usually the second place guy.
Really?
No, I was killing.
Oh, I always thought that you were first place.
I feel like now, look, I don't know if it's. I feel like this is the way more so maybe men are now. I feel like they talk about it more. Like, why are you leaving me? Like, what's up?
So what they get to is the feelings of this is men are also more likely to report their feelings of sadness and loneliness after a breakup, that you internalize it and go and sit and cry all day long in your bed.
You got to get that out before you go to the next one.
Oh.
Because if you carry it over.
Oh, yeah.
And also,
you also can't judge the next one on your previous one, because then you're going to sit there and just screw your life up and others as well.
Like the last one.
And you know who you are.
Like the last one cooked a little better, just saying. You want to step it up?
She was a good cook.
So, according to this, previous studies have found that 70% of divorces are initiated by women these days.
Plus, and you got to think too, like, the guy will 9 times out of 10 not get full custody of the kids. He's going to lose the family pet. He's going to lose the friends.
He's the one that has to go first. She's like, hey, you get out of here.
Yeah, like the husband, like, even if she cheated, you like, all right, me and the kids are going to stay here. You get the hell out. Like, no, you.
It doesn't work that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
Then she'll get real redneck about it and say, well, let's go to a judge, see what he says.
Yeah.
Which the court system here kind of seems like, you know, holding the door open for the lady. Like, let's go ahead and give her the benefit of the doubt here. Guarantee her a lifestyle she lived before.
Damn. What did I just say? Damn.
Jim.
Damn.
Jim.
I was going to say, man, you must have talked to somebody who just got raked out of the cold in a divorce.
Oh, past couple.
Oh, really?
Buddies, they're like, you know. Evidently, I guaranteed her a lifestyle the judge said I had to keep doing.
Wow.
So, well, you let her stay home and do whatever.
You let her.
Yeah. I don't know why you wouldn't want your wife to work. Do you not want more money?
We also know a guy who's the stay-at-home dad, and the wife goes out and...
I know a few of those.
And I was like, man, that's actually really cool.
I couldn't do it.
I
kind of do it now, but I still work.
The reality, if you've got to pay rent these days, most people I know are working. There's not a lot of stay at home anybody, unfortunately.
No.
It's so expensive now.
A lot of go back homes here lately.
Mm-hmm. Uh oh. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you, Paige. Fat Boy, I know what I was going to ask you. What are you working on in sports?
What do the fans really think? about Super Bowl Sunday being a holiday. We'll tell you.
A holiday of what?
Like a national holiday.
Well, mail don't run anyway. Most people don't work on Sunday.
That is true.
Except the you know, oddly enough, the man who tells you not to work on Sunday, that's the day, the only day he works. I'm talking about your local preacher.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports served to you by Bojangles.
You said Rise Guys.
Look, so if I Freudian slip every day.
Is that a Freudian slip?
That was a Fat Boy slip.
I like that better. Yeah, I heard sip, Fatty.
A boy in slip.
Should the Monday after the Super Bowl be a national holiday?
Oh, the Monday after, okay. Yeah.
Yes.
You say yes?
No, I don't know.
What say you, Matt, man? No, you get to vote.
For what we do, I say no because I like to come back and critique and talk crap and observe and witness and talk about it. And it's also, again, like I was saying yesterday, when you go back to work or wherever you're going, that's going to be a subject of conversation that everybody saw. Like I was saying the other day, no one is watching the same TV shows at the same time. Mm-hmm. So communication really sucks as far as like stuff like that goes.
Or maybe play the game a little earlier so people don't have to stay up so late.
Well, usually it's off by the... They'll still show like an hour drama after the Super Bowl, and then the news comes on.
Yeah, that's where they get the lead in for whatever show they want to promote that's going to last for a half season.
But still, that's kind of late if you've been drinking a lot.
Look, how many people are pissed that, you know, every 60 minutes gets preempted by at least a half hour every football season? Well, 55% of people say, yes, it should be a holiday.
Yes.
Now, I think it was Joe Burrow or somebody said, look, now this might actually happen because if the NFL adds another week to the season, there might be some double bye situations. So that way, Super Bowl Sunday every year would be the Sunday before President's Day. And then it would bump up against the holiday anyway.
That's kind of smart.
It should do it that way.
Yeah.
I love that, actually.
See what happens.
But also, since we already get that day off, I say make it a different day, but also make it a national holiday.
Give us another holiday. Like, another Monday.
When is President's Day? Like a couple weeks?
A few weeks, maybe. It's coming up soon.
I believe it to be the 17th.
Are you ready? Lincoln. Oh, good.
This is a...
Heck yeah.
It's an odd time in sports, man, because baseball hasn't started yet. We got that week before the Super Bowl. Basketball sucks right now. Jimmy Butler's a bitch. Like, this is...
Wow.
This is nothing really happening.
It's unfiltered fat boy today.
Why?
It's basketball. Oh, God.
No, why Jimmy Butler, though? I don't know what's
going on. Wants a new contract. You know, he's got this year left plus another year. He can opt in for $52 million, but oh, no. I'm not happy playing. I got to get my joy back in basketball.
Oh.
So when he doesn't get his way, like he didn't in Minnesota.
He cries.
Yes, pretty much. Acts like a bitch and just walks off. Hmm. Wouldn't it be nice to just walk off a job if you get mad? Now, he's got hundreds of millions of dollars, so there's
that. I did that one time, and the meeting was not worth it.
It didn't behoove you.
Well.
No. They got us a new studio, though.
Oh.
I don't know how this is still a thing.
I'm not so thrilled about that, Matthew.
You missed the window, don't you? I know. I showed my ass, and we got a new studio.
Thank you.
But no windows.
Sit in the dark.
No windows. But we're getting some stuff on the walls.
Oh.
Maybe.
Well, you should be a little more careful in here, then.
Yeah, aim better, my friend.
People love the white walls in videos, I guess.
They do. It's calming.
They're paying. You want to guess how much a Super Bowl spot's going for? 32nd spot on Fox.
$5 million.
Ooh, okay, five. What say you, Paige?
10.
Eight. Ooh. $8 million.
My God, we split it right down the middle.
Heck yeah.
Why are people paying that? When you have a YouTube page and
it's a circle jerk.
Viral marketing.
Because they can?
Yeah, it's such a waste of money. I tell you what, nobody's really looking forward to this announced crew. Tom Brady never really got better over the year.
He's talking more like a, you know, like, let me think of a good example of a word. Like the word like yesterday. Yesterday. News people say, yesterday. Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Like, I'm hearing a lot of that in his voice. Like, I think he's going to some voice coaching because there's a lot of that.
He'll over-enunciate.
Fry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or he'll over-enunciate.
Yeah. A lot of that. He's dealing with somebody on that. And it's like, imagine if John Madden did that. Like, what was great about John Madden was just the way he was just who he was and the way he talked. He didn't have to sound like everybody else.
Mark Sanchez is the best they got as far as, you know, color commentary. He should be in the number one spot. Greg Olsen, a little too much energy. Tom Brady, kind of whatever weird box he's in.
Greg Olsen, I love that guy, but he does try hard.
I just want you to dial it down just a little bit.
Like, are you a Kelce cousin by chance?
I feel like it. I feel like you just railed a bunch of coke before the game started.
Man, I know. He's like goodness. A Channing Tatum character in a movie.
Ooh, I like that.
Boy, yeah. Out of here.
Yeah.
Super Bowl's coming up, though. We got the week before.
Yeah.
We'll have some, you know, media stuff next week.
I'm going to try to get excited about that.
God.
Trying.
Well, and then we also...
it's in New Orleans, too, so...
We have the super punishment. No?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, God.
It's going to be tough to come back from.
Come on, man.
After not doing it for... When we do it? Last year?
Well, last year, meaning last month, yes.
So what is the super punishment that I will have to endure?
That's a good question.
You don't know you're going to lose. Well... I mean, looking at statistics, probability
doesn't swing my way ever.
No, we'll come up with something. I can't believe you don't want to do you don't want to do anything for it, though. Come on, man.
Yeah, I just feel like it. I don't know. It would have to depend on what it was and who was doing it. You know, one of those type situations. We out of here, though.
Okay, we got to go to break. All right. When we come back, well, maybe not when we come back, but here in 35 minutes, go to our YouTube channel, at The Rise Guys. It'll be on the other social media after the show, but the live stream will be on YouTube, at The Rise Guys, for an all-new...
Facebook fussing.
I
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fatboy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.